This is Rad Radio. It's just like Breaking Bad, only not nearly as good. Call the show anytime, 888-989-9811.
As mentioned, tomorrow morning, Ian from Tech2U is going to join us just to be part of the show. Just every now and then, it's fun to insert another voice in, another attitude, another point of view. So Ian's just going to sit in, and he may or may not be able to follow up on some of the things we're about to talk about, because as promised, the Circles guys are here. Once again, John and Danny are joining us in studio. And actually, John, I want to start with a question for you that doesn't really have anything to do with Circles, the social media positivity app that we're here to talk about. Danny just saw me yesterday. He's been filling in on the sports show. Be here again today at 10 a.m. For the Mixed Picks sports show with Dawn's husband, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
But it's been a few weeks since you and I have seen each other. So since we're getting ready tomorrow to make our bets, how fat do I look to you? Do I look like I've gained an enormous amount of weight? Or where would you get? I was 171 3 weeks ago tomorrow.
Less than blimp.
Okay.
So. Did you walk in and go,
yeah.
Whoa?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
When you
oh,
saw
no. Okay. I'm just curious. If I was 171 a week ago tomorrow, what would you guess I'll be tomorrow?
I think you're maybe 175.
Okay, so I have gained a little.
Maybe a tiny. Yeah, maybe a little water weight.
So you are noticing. Is it
makes the
is
cheeks
it,
maybe a little.
It's the cheeks yeah, and the chin.
Okay.
Okay, so here's how Circles works. You can go to the App Store right now and get it. Circles with an S. It's free. You download it, and then you can start following people you know, people you trust. Maybe you've never met them. Maybe it's members of the Rad Radio Show. And you get recommendations on, I don't know, do we know the number of categories anymore? Is it hundreds? It's dozens, many 1500 dozens.
1,500 or so?
1,500 wow. Different Whoa. Types of things. In fact, just earlier this week, I decided it was date night coming up this weekend. And I started doing that thing that muscle memory does to you. I go to Google. And I start Googling best restaurants in. And I did this for like 8 seconds. And I said, what am I doing?
Right.
So I grab Circles. I go to a few of my friends that I follow that live in the general area that I wanted to go to. Sure enough, I found a restaurant. And the minute I saw it that one of my friends had mentioned, I went, oh, I've heard about this place. Went to their website. Made a reservation. That's how it's supposed to work.
Exactly.
Somebody that you actually trust. Not some moron on Yelp who could be a waitress at the restaurant for all you know, yeah. Or a disgruntled customer from Kentucky because they don't like the political view of the restaurant who's posting it has as well. Now, a few things that I wanted to get to because people knew that you were coming in and sending emails like always, including like what Circles is and how to use it. And it can be like the example that I just gave, or it could be this question that we got from Anthony.
Hey, Anthony.
Says, I have to be doing something wrong, and I hope you can explain it to me. It has to deal with the rewards. If you get more friends to join, you get some free stuff, is how I understand it. Well, I did a test run with my daughter. I sent her the request to get Circles, and she did. But I did not get the reward for it. I have many friends that I will be sending this to. I just haven't yet because I want to understand what am I doing wrong so that I can get everyone that I know onto Circles.
Anthony, it's not you. It's me. We did have a problem with those invite links. Some of them were working. Some of them weren't. And it was really baffling like why it was working sometimes and not others. This is the joy of app development. I am happy to report, though, if you update the app today, App Store, Google Play or the Apple App Store, you should have a really clean experience with it. They should be working across the board. We fixed that bug.
And we should remind people, the Android thing, we fixed that as well.
Yeah, for the most part, it's Android, so there's still like bugs. But it turns out one of them wasn't even our fault. It's actually Google's fault. But there's like this whole forum talking about this verification code issue people are having. But we do have a kind of a workaround. You have to like, you know, the CAPTCHA where you have to like pick how many bicycles there are. So you kind of have to do some of that to get around some of the stuff for the Android. For the most part, all this stuff is fixed. It's not going to be always perfect on Android. If you do have a problem, just turn it off, like close the app, reopen it, and it should start right back up.
And on the update thing, by the way, because I had to update mine for a reason a very exciting reason we're gonna talk about in a few minutes. When you go to the App Store, make sure you go to the App Store and not the Apple Store. Because that's what I clicked on first, and I was like, yeah. What? This looks so different. What is this wrong? Yeah. So make sure you're awake and coherent. Go to the App Store, and when you go to Circles, you know, you'll get that get button or whatever, but there's a secondary button you hit, and then there's the update, and that's what you want to do that will actually download it. All right, next question is from Mike, who says, I have deleted and re-downloaded the app twice. And Danny, I think you were going to talk to this guy, but if he's having the problem, somebody else might be. Says, I've deleted and re-downloaded the app twice. but yet I cannot favorite or heart anything without the app freezing on my end. I can check into places, but I cannot comment or do anything else on the app. I'm an iPhone 13 Plus user, and my wife doesn't have the same problem, but I just wanted to share my issue and see if anyone else has had this issue.
I know exactly what that is. It's you have accessibility settings on. So my dad had this. He had like a contrast setting. So if you go into your settings and you have any accessibility settings on, turn those off. There's a way to for our app to ignore it. I'm going to do a little research on it. Didn't want to take time away from obviously all the other stuff we're doing, but we did have that with a couple people, and it's exactly that problem. Like, it messes up some of the functions.
It's a good point though, because sometimes we don't know on our phone the access part. It could be on our end of what we're allowing, what we're not allowing, yep. And to check those things.
Yeah.
We're talking to Danny and John from Circles with an S. You can phone number's 888-989-9811. Email's rad@radradio.com. One more here from Sally.
Hey, Sally.
Who says, we are small investors in Circles. We are in our 60s. Oh, God. We have had Circles forever. We have downloaded the new Circles app. Circles has a couple of informational videos that go very fast, and we couldn't keep up.
Oh.
Does Circles have any step-by-step tutorials? After all these years, we still don't understand how to use the app.
Oh.
For example, I have tried to follow the characters on Rad Radio. Oh, is that what we are?
The characters. I love that.
But I still can't figure out how to follow them. How do we put in a business that we like? Things like that. Is there a slower, easier way?
Most people ask us to speed those animations up.
Right. I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, so
which is... Right, it's a balance. You know, we don't want to go too fast, we don't want to go too slow. But that is definitely going to be a work in progress. We want to put more hints and guidance.
I'll help you personally, though. Send an email, info@circles.com. We'll jump on the phone.
And also hand your email to Danny on the way out as well. But info@circles.com is always kind of like the fail-safe place.
Correct.
I mean, in general, when you're older, if you have any younger people in your life, don't be ashamed or embarrassed.
No.
They'll know how to do all of it. Just ask them.
But make sure they're much younger. Like, you're in your 60s. Like, asking me is not going to be the best help.
Just make sure you make them some food while they're there.
So she mentioned that they are investors, and this has been going on for a few years. I'm a member of the board. I'm an investor. We're all hoping this thing kills Yelp and it turns into something that nobody ever dreamed that it could. And you still have time to get in. You can go to radradio.com. You'll see the Circles logo right there. You hit that. You go to WeFunder. Yes, WeFunder, it's all legit. Yes, you're going to have to give them your social security number, things like that. Minimum $250 investment. And there is still time, although we're going to talk about how that time is dwindling. But I did want to talk a little bit about the Circles launch party, because this is something we mentioned 5 years ago.
About five years ago,
we started all this. And the idea was that if you invested $5,000, you would be invited to this launch party whenever it happened. And as I understand it, if somebody this morning after listening goes, wow, this is a Yelp killer, this is going to be a $1 billion idea, I want to be in on this. If they invested $5,000 today, they'd get invited as well. All correct?
Absolutely.
All right. So the actual Circles launch party is on April 18th. It's from 5 to 9 p.m. And it's at the grounds in Roseville, right?
At the Roblin Center at the grounds.
So it's the same place where we did Brinapalooza 2 years ago. And they have different buildings, and that's what the Roblin Center is in terms of where it will actually be. And there's going to be food, and there's going to be drink, and there's going to be music. And what exactly is this? I keep describing it as it's a cocktail party where we're going to hang out and have some fun and celebrate what we hope we're all going to be celebrating in 12 to 18 months.
Yeah, that's a really accurate way to describe things. We're going to have a bunch of partners there. I think Dale from The Bachelorette's going to fly out, maybe some other reality partners. And yeah, we're going to hang out. We're going to raffle off some items, actually from the Rad Store, some Happiest Hour.
Nice.
And we have a lot of local businesses we've been collaborating with who are also giving away gift cards we're going to raffle off and whatnot. So it's going to be really fun.
So I know for sure females will be wondering this. What is the dress code?
Oh,
we always like to know how do we dress?
That is actually, and this is great because it also goes to Dawn sexism. The number one question. I had a ton of emails here, all phrased in different ways, but they're all from dudes who want to know.
Dudes?
What is the dress code? Wow. Like, for example, Nicholas says, I'm a typical jeans and t-shirt, blue collar working guy with very few exceptions.
That's fair.
I own a suit that I bought when I got married in 2016. I am a huge, yes, fat fan. I love bacon. I love steaks. I love potatoes.
God bless you.
First of all, there's the dress code question. He also says, I see it runs from 5 to 9. If we were to show up at, say, 6, 6:30, would that be okay? Will we miss out? Any advice would be appreciated.
I might miss out on some appetizers. I'm really happy you asked that question about the dress code. My wife, Lisa, is actually planning the event, and they had it listed as cocktail attire. John and I took a look at it. We're like, no, switch it to casual. So we made that change.
Yeah,
nice.
Jeans. Jeans are totally fine. Yeah, absolutely.
Or, like, so you could be jeans or nice.
I mean,
whatever.
Do wear a shirt. Yeah. Make sure you have pants.
Shoes would be nice.
Yeah.
Now, when you guys mention music, are we talking live band or are we talking karaoke?
Oh, of course, Kyle wants karaoke.
DJ.
Yeah. How about a DJ? Will you take a DJ?
Sure.
Okay. Well, that's what you're getting.
So. Yeah. Do I have a choice? No.
No. And when we say there's going to be food and drinks, are they buying these food and drinks?
No, we actually decided to have it catered for the entire event. It's just going to be appetizers circulating. We'll have a bar there as well, beer and liquor.
Maybe like drink tickets.
Yeah. Drink tickets.
Nice. And the whole Circles team will be there.
Oh, yeah.
And so anybody that wants to ask questions, people want to corner Danny and say, I can't get this to work. Maybe this 60-year-old couple can come out and go, can you explain to me?
Of course, yeah.
We love that.
Will there be any really boring power presentation speeches?
Never boring.
Where Tim Cook gets up there with his stupid laser pointer and any of that.
There'll be laser pointers.
No, we'll make some announcements and we'll keep it fun. We'll keep it live.
The entire Rad crew will be there, by the way, as well, at various times. All right, let's go back to investing, which also started many, many years ago. This is the idea of I hate mentioning it because it brings up politics, but Donald Trump just took his social media platform that's supposed to rival Twitter, called Truth Social, which has nowhere near the amount of followers or users or anything like that Twitter has, and he just took it public, the IPO, initial public offering, and suddenly it's worth $6.2 billion and he made $3.4 billion. And this goes back to what John talked about a few visits ago. None of us had access to that. That was all inside traders, Trump's friends, people that know, people that are in the know. What this WeFunder campaign does is it allows us schlubs to say, we believe, because that's all you can do at this point. There's no way to know. We believe this is a great idea. It's all positive. Everybody hates Yelp. It's a way to get recommendations from people that you trust. And so this thing is going to turn into something, and I actually get to – this is not an IPO. That's when you get on the stock market. But it kind of is. This is our initial public offering of a way for you to take some of your money that you might be willing to lose if things don't work out, or a lot of it, and turn it into something so much bigger. Because wherever we are now, if Circles were to become anything like – Instagram or insert all the others here, whatever you invest is going to be worth who knows how many times what you are investing in. And again, we have explained and we're happy to explain. There's plenty of videos that are up there. We're not afraid of repeating ourselves, but the money is needed for so many reasons. Grow the platform, market, improve the platform, improve things like that. And you can still invest at radradio.com. You go to the Circles logo and you go right to WeFunder. But they are running out of time for this round.
There are 22 days left. We're going to close the campaign down. And there are no guarantees we're going to open another one. We anticipate we will. But if we do, we will likely open it up at a higher valuation.
So this could be your last chance to get it on the ground floor.
It could be. You never know what's going to happen.
Or I guess maybe floor three.
We still call it a ground floor. Yeah. But every time we open a new round, we raise the valuation a little bit. So you're not getting as much equity for your investment each time. But, so obviously earlier the better.
Right. The sooner you get in, the more equity you're getting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting in now, if this thing becomes what we all hope and believe it will, you're going to be very, very happy with what
we'll be very happy. Yes. Right.
Honestly, when we get those emails that we've gotten over the last few weeks of some of you saying, you know, wow, you guys could create a bunch of mini millionaire maggots running around, which if things were to blow up the way we all hope and think, look, I wouldn't be part of this if I didn't hope and believe that it was going to happen, is very possible. I know that both John and I in particular, it's like we get the chills. The idea that dozens or hundreds of Northern Californians and Northern Nevadans could have a life-changing experience. We don't know when. 12, 18 months would be great, maybe 3 years, because you decided to trust us and get in on this. It's just, it can be overwhelming if we let it. So 22 days until this particular one shuts down.
22 days.
Yeah, and until then, you can just go to radradio.com and go to the Circles logo and go to WeFunder. Before we get too far into this, we've got to get to this chat messenger thing that you guys have been teasing.
The big news.
And like everything else, right, we do things right, not right now. It takes a while. We've been building it out. It's here. I know how proud you guys are of it. How do you want to explain what it is?
It is here. Wow. And we barely made it. This guy right here, oh, Danny, dear. Is my hero.
Oh.
It was like a Hail Mary because it's not his fault. We've submitted it to the App Store 2 days ago. We're like, okay, we'll give ourselves an extra day of buffer just in case anything happens. Google Play accepted it right away. So 2 days ago, we're like, okay, Google accepted. It's live. Then Apple's like, oh, you have to fix this little thing. You have to fix this little thing. You have to fix this. And we're like, these aren't even necessary. It's totally fine. Why didn't you say this 2 months ago? You know. So anyway, at like, what, 2:30 a.m., he gets the final word. After the third attempt, it's been approved. Chat is live in the app. This group chat, we are so proud of this group chat. This is not just like regular group chat like you would imagine. It is very similar, but we added a twist, which makes it better. It's got things organized under topics. So when you share something, you share a movie, share a place, TV show, whatever it is, it's organized automatically. You don't have to do anything. It just automatically creates a image right at the top. You can scroll your topics at the top. Wow. The most recent topic that's discussed moves to the front. The older topics kind of move, shuffle away. Yeah. So you can keep everything organized, but you can also just chat right down your main chat, which does previews of your topics. So you can see, like, if someone messaged about this show, you can see their little side conversation as a little preview window in your main chat.
Oh my God.
So you don't miss anything, just like a normal group chat, but it's super organized. So you can just jump to like the Rad Radio topic and be like, hey, we're showing up this morning. We got our friends in today. Oh, and they're like, hey, good luck, guys. Yes. That's so awesome. So yeah, we're thrilled.
So all of those things are the answer to the question of people who are like, well, that's just texting. No, it's not.
No,
this is so much more than texting.
Yeah,
so,
this is organized.
Reimagined.
So a couple of things. When John says 2:30, he means 2:30 this morning.
Yeah.
Because I was chastised for having the audacity this morning. You know, I wake up between 2 and 3 a.m. and I sent Danny a message via text at the time about today's appearance, confirming what we would be talking about. And apparently you were trying to doze off, and then I texted you, and then it got your mind working, and you almost weren't able to sleep because you were thinking about the visit today.
Oh, yeah, I almost just stayed up all night, but I was up at 5 in the morning. It's like Christmas morning, you know, this new feature, adding all my friends into these chats.
So this is why I had to go in, and Danny walked me through it. Very easy. You go to the App Store, you go to Circles, you already have it, presumably, and you update it. And then all of a sudden, you're on your homepage here of Circles. I've got my phone with me, and there's this thing on the bottom rung here, the second to the right, it says messages. And I click on that, and suddenly here I am in this chat that you created this morning.
It no longer says coming soon.
No, because Danny started one.
I've clicked it.
With myself and with Dawn's husband, because we're doing the sports show today. And we started talking about what will we be talking about on Mixed Picks. And I sent out a message. It's going to be the same as what I said yesterday. You know, here's the topics. We're going to talk about basketball, NCAA, Major League Baseball. Danny says, easy, looking forward to it. I point out, one of the things that's great about it is just like text messaging in the sense that you get an immediate notification when Danny writes back. I don't have to be on Circles. I don't have to be, you know, looking around or anything. It's like, oh, boom, Danny wrote back. You go right back into it. And now here's my question, Danny. I wanted to ask you about this custom topic thing. That's what John was alluding to there and what's so exciting to Dawn. I said, exactly how do we start like these other, like, for example, here's how I phrased it. What happens if I wanted to start a political chat? Same group, you and Gary. and I want to bring up Trump and the election. And then 3 weeks later, Gary wants to chime in, but he wants to go back to, he wants to find out, well, where was all that? And you said that you right now you can add topics for movies, shows, books, podcasts, and businesses. And then pretty soon when you click on that new topic button in the upper right, how does that work? So I've got this chat going with you. So if I wanted to bring up Trump, do I have to start a new topic to bring up a different, to bring up politics or to bring up how crazy Dawn's family is? Is that the right way to do it?
That's right. We'll hit new topic. Eventually we will have custom topic, but right now, you know, let's say you wanted to talk about Trump, you would go in and find like a Trump documentary and that would create a Trump topic at the top of our conversation. And then we could have that chat organized at the top of
it. And it also, it weeds out all this sports talk that we have. We don't have to worry about all this. Okay, and this still exists. I'm not going to get, this doesn't disappear.
No, it stays organized.
It's just now we have the Trump topic.
Yep.
And then we're going to, I can start another topic about porn or whatever. We have all these different topics. Yep.
So just for everybody else out there that might be experiencing the same issue, mine still says coming soon in the messages feature. Oh, is that Kyle. Just me having to go and reinstall it and update the app?
Yes, Kyle, you have to update it. Go to the App Store.
All right.
And type in Circles with an S, S-I-R-C-L-E-S. You will find Circles app and then hit the update button.
Understood. Thank you very much, John.
Yes, sir. And by the way, so yeah, there is a create custom topic button in the app. It doesn't do anything yet because like Danny said, we're still building out a couple features. So can't currently create an event. You will be able to soon. So you can create an event like calendar event that you can also have as a topic soon. Not yet, but you will also be able to create a custom topic on any topic or just share. Currently, you can just share a place or any kind of entertainment.
Phone number is 888-989-9811. Talking with John and Danny from Circles with an S. Hello, Michelle.
Hi there. Good morning.
Hi.
I want to say thank you so much for letting me invest. This is very exciting. And did I see an advertisement for Circles on the freeway?
The billboard. First of all,
nice.
Thank you for your support.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate you. And yes, you did. We've got 3 big billboards. I think there's one on 80 and Exposition, one on 99, one on Arden.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is
again back to why WeFund or why invest, why you need money. This is how you grow the app. This is how you market the app.
Exposure. Yeah. I mean, they're not cheap, but they make a huge impact. We've been getting
I can
messages on that every day.
Yes. Billboards are not cheap. I'm painfully aware in my own way. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll talk a little bit about more about this. You can email us RAD@radradio.com. Phone number is 888-989-9811. We got the guys from Circles with an S here. And we are going to talk about the world premiere today of something called Circles Sesh on Rad TV and why you should watch it after this.
Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn. The Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.